It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
Farouk Benesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that son of a bitch.
Colbert.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. Tuesday edition of the show underway. Hope your day's going well. It is November 7 of 20 and 23. Election day. Go exercise your civic duty and vote if you haven't already. And that's all I'll say about that. We're here to talk sports. However you are tuned in, I appreciate it very much. You got options, 1650 AM, 102.3 FM on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Follow us on X, the artist formerly known as Twitter, at 1650KCNZ. I'm on X at RealColbert. Like our Facebook page, type in 1650TheFan. If you're on the Zuck machine, you'll find us. Hammer that like button. You'll get more local and statewide sports content in your Facebook feed. Number to dial if you want to join in and add to the program with any questions or comments, 319-277-1918. Save it in your phone, 319-277-1918, or you could dial 800-913-9479. You could email if you'd rather do that than call, by all means. Just know I might read it on the show. Questions or comments. Maybe there's someone or something you'd like to hear from or about on a future show. Let me know. Send me an email, Cole at 1650thefan.com. As always, we'll get it going here in just a little bit to start things off with area sports news and scores. Plenty in the stack today. After we're done there, we take timeout number one, get you a national sports update, a VEASAN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this Tuesday, looking into tomorrow and Thursday. We'll come back in the next segment today, and the play-by-play voice, John Walters, will join us to recap Iowa State football's tough loss against Kansas on Saturday night, and also recap last night's season-opening win for the Iowa State men's basketball team. They sure looked good. They were dominant over Green Bay. I got details on that I'll get to in just a little bit, but plenty to talk about with John, and of course you'll hear him later tonight here on The Fan for another edition of the Cyclone Coaches Corner with football coach Matt Campbell, that from 6:30 to 8 tonight, right here on your official station for Cyclone Nation. After we're done talking with John Walters, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim. Come back on the other side of that break, and a smorgasbord of audio awaits you. TJ Otzelberger on last night's season-opening win. UNI men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson got some audio there from Coach Jake. The Panthers open their season tonight. More details on that forthcoming. Also audio from Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, and if time permits, may be able to get to some audio from Iowa State football coach Matt Campbell. So look forward to that coming up in the third segment of today's show. After we're done there, we will take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary for a Tuesday. Come back for a final time and wrap up the show. Before we dig in to area sports news and scores, I got to say, not just because the big news, right, with the Cubs hiring Craig Counsell, that just shocked everybody, not just Cubs fans, but anybody who's, you know, pays attention to baseball in the offseason, blown away by that move that they go out, get Craig Counsell, one of the, if not one of the most highly regarded managers in the game right now, and pay him a record contract. It broke a previous record that Joe Torre held, which was an annual salary of $7.5 million. Craig Counsell is going to make $8 million a year over 5 years. You do the math. He's getting paid. But as I said on the show yesterday, it doesn't count against your cap. You don't have to pay luxury tax on it. The Ricketts are billionaires. Why do I give a damn how much they pay the manager? He just seems like he's a good manager. And to me, he is a very good manager and a better manager. I would say probably much better manager than David Ross. Now, all that being said, I'm not here to cover ground we covered yesterday. What I'm here to talk about is something all of us can celebrate, because obviously it's not just all Cubs fans out there listening. For my Cardinals people out there, and if there's any Brewers fans left at this point, whoever your team is, it's a very exciting time of the year. Major League Baseball free agency has opened. Everybody's feeling hopeful right now. Hot stove season is officially here, and it's not an incredible free agent class, but it's one that's going to be a dramatic, compelling follow as it's headlined by Shohei Ohtani, the Babe Ruth plus of this generation. Obviously, he's got the elbow issue that was operated on. I think he got that operated on already. He won't be pitching this next season. Plans to go back to the mound year after this next one. It'll be interesting to see how that, you know, might affect the ultimate monster contract that Ohtani is going to get. But if you're a baseball fan, how is that not going to be compelling and fun to follow along during this hot stove season? Cubs center fielder first baseman Cody Bellinger, who won the National League's Comeback Player of the Year award. He looked like he was back to that MVP form for the Cubs this season. He's a free agent. What's this? I can't remember his first name, but we've got like a Yu Darvish, Dice K, you know, Matsuzaka type Japanese starting pitcher who will be posted soon. They do the posting process where it's like 20 or 25 million goes to the team from Japan, and then you negotiate a contract after that team says, thank you very much for the ransom, and now you may negotiate a deal with our star player. This guy's last name, Yamamoto, I think he's 25 or 26, just an absolute ace out of the MVP. And I think, to me, like I said, it's like when Yu Darvish come over or Daisuke Matsuzaka, it's a big deal. And whoever gets him, it sure as hell sounds like your team's going to be a lot better off for it. Aaron Nola, who was an absolute beast in the postseason for the Philadelphia Phillies, on the mound, he's a free agent. Sonny Gray, who's been really good for the Twins. I know Mark Simpson of Maximum Mornings fame very much would like to see Sonny Gray back on the bump for the Twins this next season, but there's going to be a lot of teams trying to get him. And then there's also, you know, there's plenty of trades that could happen. It's not even a rumor at this point. It's proven. The San Diego Padres need to shed payroll, and in a bad way. The report came out, they wanted to take a $100 million loan near the end of this last season. And part of that was so they could make their payroll commitments to their players. And mind you, this is a team that, It's so interesting because this is a team that handed out a monster contract to Xander Bogaerts this past season, the former Red Sox shortstop, like 11 years, $270-some million. Like, what's going on there that there's no financial foresight that, hey, no, we can't afford this deal. What? You put what offer in front of who? A 30-year-old shortstop? And then here you are a year later. They extended Manny Machado on a huge deal. They gave that massive deal to Fernando Tatis before he had popped for performance enhancers. and they take out, they wanted to take this $100 million loan. Major League Baseball stepped in and was like, no, that's going to look too awful, too terrible in a PR sense. Take 50. And then it only just recently got out. So their star right fielder DH, Juan Soto, arguably one of the best hitters in the game. He's going to be making upwards of 30-some million in the last year before he'll be a free agent next offseason. It's rumored that he could be traded. And they don't really have a lot of leverage by nature of all this reporting that's come out about how desperately they need to shed payroll. So I'm pumped up. There's all these interesting storylines. There will be even more that come about. Last season, thankfully, the hot stove season got back to like a normal ebb and flow, whereas in years past, it was like crickets until Christmas, and then after the new year, some stuff started to happen. I get the sense this offseason will be a lot like last one, where there's a steady flow to follow of the hot stove throughout the offseason. So, and if you're a Cubs fan like me, especially before they won the World Series in 2016, this was your favorite time of the year when the games weren't happening and the Cubs were acquiring players and you could dream up all these scenarios, especially when, you know, you're a younger kid and you got your wild imagination. But I still think it's fun to follow, and I hope for all the baseball fans out there listening that your hot stove season goes as well as it can. All right, let's dive in here. Area sports news and scores. True freshman Milan Momchilovic scored 18 points on 6 three-pointers as Iowa State routed Green Bay 85-44 last night in the Cyclones season opener. You heard it right here on The Fan. Trey King added 13 points and 8 rebounds, while Taman Lipsy had 12 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists. Iowa State shot 61% in the first half, 47% overall. Cyclones opened the game with a 16-3 run and closed the first half with a 10-2 run for a 49-18 lead headed into the break, a dominant win for the Cyclones. The UNI women's basketball team opened its season last night with a 78-67 home win over Green Bay. The Panthers outscored the Phoenix 25-11 in the second quarter for a 38-33 halftime lead. UNI held a 58-55 lead going into the fourth quarter and pulled away for that victory. The Panthers were led by Maya McDermott and Emerson Green, who each scored 16 points. The third-ranked Iowa women's basketball team kicked off its season with a 102-46 win over Fairleigh Dickinson last night. The Hawkeyes were never threatened. They raced out to a 60-24 lead at halftime. Caitlin Clark led the Hawkeyes with 28 points, 7 rebounds, and 10 assists. Hannah Stolke added 22. Iowa shot 55%. Fairleigh Dickinson was held to 29% from the field. Following a game-winning field goal to beat Northwestern, Iowa sophomore place kicker Drew Stevens has been named the Big Ten Special Teams Player of the Week. With the game tied at 7, he drilled a 53-yarder with 14 seconds left to give the Hawkeyes a 10-7 win over the Wildcats at Wrigley Field. It was a season-long for Stevens. He leads the team in scoring, of course he does, with 58 points, and is second in the Big Ten in field goals per game. The Iowa men's basketball team opens its regular season tonight, playing host to North Dakota at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Iowa has won its last 12 regular season openers. Coach Fran McCaffrey is 11 wins away from becoming the winningest coach in program history, surpassing Tom Davis, who's at 271. Tip-off is at 7. The UNI men's basketball team opens its season tonight on the road at North Texas. Panthers return 12 players from last year's team. Among the players returning that are notable, guard Bowen Bourne, who led the team in scoring, 17.9 points per game last season. North Texas, 31-7 a season ago, and the reigning NIT champions. Game time is at 7 tonight. You can listen to this game on 93.5. The Mix pregame coverage begins at 6. UNI has requested approval from the Iowa Board of Regents to build a new wrestling facility. The cost of the project is estimated at $5 million. It would be funded by private gifts. The Panther Wrestling Program had been located at the West Gym. That building has long been ruled unsafe now. The team is temporarily located off campus at a tenant building. The proposed new facility would be 11,000 square feet, would be located kitty corner from McLeod Center on the south side of West 27th Street, where that gravel parking lot is. UNI will also request permission from the Iowa Board of Regents to demolish the West Gym. The building was built in 1925. and the cost to repair its structural problems would be over $20 million. The Board of Regents meet next week. And finally, a nice honor for some area volunteers, the Waterloo East High School football chain gang. The chain crew has been selected to work the 5A state championship football game. The foursome consists of Tom Nichols, Chris Nichols, Jack Rash, and Kevin DeSerrano. The 5A title game takes place on Friday, November 17th. All right, let's take this time out. We'll get you a national sports update, VSiN action update, and a forecast for the rest of your Tuesday, looking into Wednesday and Thursday. We'll come back on the other side. We'll talk Iowa State football and men's basketball with the play-by-play voice, John Walters. That's next, right here on The Fan.
Now, your national sports update on The Fan.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Dan Beyer.
It's a story that continues in college sports as multiple reports are saying that the University of Michigan has now sent documents to the NCAA that they claim show that Ohio State and Rutgers sent offensive and defensive signals used by Michigan to Purdue to aid the Boilermakers in their Big Ten championship game against Michigan last season. In the NFL, the Tennessee Titans have named rookie Will Levis as the team's starting quarterback moving forward. Ryan Tannehill, when healthy, will be the team's backup. The Rams are signing quarterback Carson Wentz to a deal. Wentz is being brought in to be the backup to Matthew Stafford. The team believes Stafford should be able to play in Week 11. The Rams did waive Brett Rippon, who started at quarterback this past Sunday. Multiple reports say the Cowboys are sending wide receiver Martavis Bryant to their practice squad. He hasn't played in an NFL game since 2018. And the Miami Heat have named Udonis Haslam as their vice president of basketball development.
Start your day with Mark Simpson on Maximum Mornings, weekdays 6 to 8. Wrap up your workday with Colbert on Cole & Company, weekdays 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
The Cedar Falls School District is proud to announce their semifinalists in the 2024 National Merit Scholarship Program. Lucas Englund, Saria Kalala, Wesley Kitzman, Sai Pranav Koda, Edward Lynn, Elliot Purdom, Hayden Riley, Prom Sampat, and Abigail Slowinski. Asa Posey was named a National Merit Commended Student. About 95% of the semifinalists are expected to attain finalist standing, and approximately half of the finalists will win a National Merit Scholarship. To become a finalist, the semifinalist and a high school official must submit an application detailing the student's leadership abilities, service to the community, employment, and honors and awards received. The semifinalist must have an outstanding academic record, be recommended by a school official, write an essay, and earn stellar SAT or ACT scores.
Cedar Falls Schools. Every student, every day.
Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Owens Corning Pink Foamular Insulation Panels have superior moisture resistance for interior and exterior applications and are the first line of defense against heat loss through basement walls. Look for the pink panels and save. Right now, get 11% off on all insulation products at Menards. Good through November 12th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Brian Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
The best way to start betting smarter is to sign up for a free VSiN subscription at vsin.com/subscribe. That's vsin.com/subscribe.
Iowa Hawkeyes in action at Carver Hawkeye Arena tonight. Their season opener as they take on North Dakota. Hawkeyes bet up from a 19-point to a 19.5-point favorite. The total up to 154. Northern Iowa, a 5-point dog at North Texas. 129.5 the total at the Super Pit in Denton, Texas. College football coming up on Saturday. The Iowa Hawkeyes, a 2-point favorite at home with Rutgers. The total 29 at Kinnick Stadium. The Hawkeyes defense have allowed one touchdown in the last 12 quarters. Iowa State on the road at BYU. The Cyclones laying 7. 42.5 the total. Mike Sennett, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows level off around 46. Southeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow, high of 55. Lows level off around 36. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Bright sunshine expected Thursday with daytime highs approaching 52. 49 Friday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 52.
You're listening to the one-stop shop for local and statewide sports talk. Cole and Company with Colbert. Weekday afternoons from 5 to 6 on The Fan.
Welcome back. Tuesday edition of the show continues. You heard it right here on your official station for Cyclone Nation last night. An 85-44 win for the Iowa State men's basketball team in its season opener against Green Bay. And we'll talk about that and the Iowa State football team coming off that loss against Kansas and headed to Provo to take on BYU for the first time as Big 12 foes this Saturday night. And we'll chat about it all with the play-by-play voice, John Walters, who joins us now. John, thanks so much for being here. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you, Cole?
I'm doing well. As we were talking during the break there, getting connected, watching an impressive, dominant win for Iowa State in that season opener last night. It's one game. You don't want to get too carried away. But I just thought that, you know, given what can be demonstrated in one game, man, that Iowa State team looked really good, checked a lot of boxes.
Yeah, I think so. It kind of confirmed what I thought they were, and I didn't expect anything really different. I thought they'd come out and play really well. I've been excited and bullish on this team. You know, I haven't gotten a chance to watch them practice multiple times here in the last couple of months, that they're going to be really good. And I feel like even though they're not getting any votes in the AP Top 25, that they will eventually this season get into the Top 25. I'm convinced of that, but it doesn't matter right now. Just keep plugging away and doing your job. But, yeah, great debut for Milan Momcilovic. So much fun to watch him shoot the basketball and move without the basketball. I thought he had a great game. Keyshawn Gilbert played really, really well. And Tim Lipsy was great, as you'd expect. And so a lot of guys played well. Trey King, Rob Jones, a lot of guys played well. But really, really good way to kick it off, and good performance on both ends of the court.
Taman Lipsy really stuck out to me, John. 12 points, 7 assists, just 1 turnover. And he's not going to be the type to ever really hunt for that 3-point shot, I don't think. But he made both that he took last night. And if you're a Cyclone basketball fan, you know just how important that can be, not just for Taman, but the entire offense if he's hitting that shot.
There's no doubt. I mean, he had 5 of them last year, I think 5 for 25. And you know, defenses sagged off of him and dared him to take that shot, and he typically wouldn't take it. And he still was good enough to get by him and create and do some things. But if he can make that shot, now defenders are really in a quandary. And the other thing that he is able to do now with Keyshawn Gilbert there is they can play Taman off the ball a little bit, which last night you saw one of his threes was a catch-and-shoot three in the corner where Gilbert was able to set him up. And that he'll be able to get a few of those, you know, and the thing is, defenses are going to have to make a decision. You know, do we keep giving him that shot because we know his history, or do we look at how he's shooting it this year and think about how hard he must have worked in the offseason on that shot and get out there and guard him? And if they do that, he'll go by guys too. And so that's what's exciting about it, because he has a great ability to get to the basket, but he had the inability to knock down open threes last year for the most part. But if he can add that to his game and his repertoire, he becomes a nightmare to defend. And you know, he does so many things well. He's got a great knack for rebounding, terrific offensive rebounder for a point guard, and just does a lot of things really, really well. And that's exciting to think about, because his sophomore year is just beginning. The guy's such a young player, and we already think of him like a veteran, but he's a really good, growing player.
Yeah, no doubt. Albeit on the other end of the spectrum here, with a guy who's in his last season, if I'm not mistaken, Trey King. You mentioned him as one who played well last night. He was one of 4 Cyclones in double figures, 13 points, 8 rebounds. John, you touched on how Taman Lipsy, he's got a knack for things. The more I watch Trey King and what I've heard through the offseason, I feel like this is a guy who, okay, the numbers might never really be eye-popping, but it seems like he's poised for a big season in terms of how he can impact this team.
Yeah, I think he can. And T.J. Altelberger challenged Trey and said, I want you to try to lead the Big 12 in rebounding. Now, that's a tall order, for a guy that averaged 4.1 rebounds a game last year. But that was a challenge issued by TJ, and he looks back at his own history and knows that he issued similar challenges to Melvin Edgem and Dustin Hoke, and they actually went out and led the league in rebounding. So he knows it's going to motivate Trey, and he's also got Omaha Ballou coming off the bench as a guy that's going to give a lot of energy and effort on the boards as another motivation. So, you know, Trey, I think, is the most veteran guy on this team in terms of age. He's 24 years old. He's an experienced guy, very mature, and I think he could just bring great leadership on the floor.
Yeah.
One thing that's going to really help him, I think, is having Milan Momcilovic on the floor with him, because now you've got, you know, two bigs along with Hassan Ward or Rob Jones, so you're playing basically three bigs, and it allows Trey to maybe get matched up on a defender that he can take advantage of. And, you know, I think that happened a few times last night. He's, you know, if he could give you just like 10 points and 7 rebounds a game, man, you'd be thrilled with that. And I think Trey's certainly capable of doing that.
John, you mentioned the three bigs in the starting lineup last night. And I will say that surprised me. I immediately, as someone who covers college basketball, was like, is there enough foot speed in that starting lineup, you know, especially to guard against Big 12 backcourts, which plenty could change between now and when the Big 12 season begins. But I must say, if I was going to put money down on what the starting lineup would have been, the fact that T.J. Otzelberger had three forwards in his lineup, I wouldn't have bet on that at all. I'd be happy to be proven wrong. And if that's the case, these guys are going to be playing really well. But that was just something that obviously surprised me, like I said, and I took note of in what was otherwise, you know, a night just full of success.
Yeah, I think part of the reason he's able to do that is because Hassan Ward moves his feet so well and can defend on the perimeter as well as around the rim. And the other thing is, you know, the way the block charge is being called this year is going to be completely different than it has been in the past.
Yeah.
So much of Iowa State's defensive emphasis in the past was on drawing charges. Well, they have to get away from that this year because those calls are going to go the other way 90% of the time. So it's not going to do you a lot of good to try to take a bunch of charges. So you have to think about defending the rim and protecting the lane differently. And I think that with the length that those guys have, if you go straight up in the air, you have the right to that space. And that's the way you kind of have to defend it. I talked to TJ about that yesterday. Just said, well, what do you do in a situation where you want your guy typically to draw a charge? He said, I want him to go straight up in the air and challenge that shot and have that right to that space. And so, you know, with that length, with Milan and Hassan and Trey King, I think you're more built to do it that way. And you might lose a little bit in terms of getting to a spot quickly, but I don't think that's as important as it used to be with the new rules. So it'll be fascinating to see it play out over the course of the season. But for right now, that looks like a pretty good formula that he's come up with.
Yeah, great point on that block charge and how they're calling that this season. John Walters, Iowa State men's basketball and football play-by-play voice, our guest on this Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. Cyclone Coach's Corner coming up later tonight with John from 6:30 to 8. We'll ask a little bit later about the itinerary tonight. But, John, just a final thought on last night's win over Green Bay, a highly anticipated debut for Omaha Ballou, 13 minutes, 4 points, and 5 fouls. Watching that young man, there's no question about the talent there. To me, it just seems like it might take him a little time to really find out what his role is and what this team needs from him. Because whatever this team does end up really needing from him, he's got so much talent that there's so many different things you could ask of him, and he's going to be able to eventually do it at a high level.
Oh, I think so. And it's, you know, we don't have a big enough sample size to really judge what Omaha can do. But one thing I know he will do is provide great effort at all times. He's going to be a guy that is hustling. And, you know, he did fall out of the game, but he can afford to be a little bit more aggressive because he's not playing a ton of minutes right now. And you've got Trey King and some veteran guys in front of you. So, you know, not that you want Omaha to get 5 fouls in the short period of time that he was on the floor, but you do want him to be aggressive. And I like the fact that he played as hard as he did. You know, it's a huge adjustment. You're talking about just being way more athletic than pretty much everybody you're playing at the high school level. And then coming into college, and it's like all of a sudden, hey, wait a minute. All these guys are pretty athletic. I don't have a distinct advantage that I used to have. And so, you know, there's an adjustment period, and I think the hard part for him is that you get the label McDonald's All-American and everybody thinks you're going to come in and just dominate. Well, there were, I think, five McDonald's All-Americans in the Big 12 last year, and really the only one that really came in right away as a freshman and dominated play was Keontae George from Baylor. So, you know, typically it does take a little while for these guys to grow into the role and to embrace it. And so we'll see what happens with Omaha, but I don't doubt for a second that he's going to give great effort, be a great listener, a very coachable guy, and get better and better as the season goes on. And the luxury you have with all those other guys is you don't have to rush them. And so I think TJ will handle that situation really well.
Let's shift gears, talk football. Man, watching that game Saturday night, John, down 21-3, I'm hanging in there all the way, and anybody and everybody who did, it almost paid off. You know, 28-21 the final in a loss to a really good Kansas team. Looking back on that game, what really stands out to you now?
Well, I think it's what you said. You know, Iowa State's not a great come-from-behind team, and to get behind 21-3 and then have to kind of battle back, they scored on their last four possessions in the football game. You know, they got the field goal on the last possession of the first half, and then they scored on their only three possessions of the second half, which is pretty amazing. But the way the new rules are with the clock, you don't get a lot of chances. And so I would say it's not necessarily built for that. They're not going to excel very often when they're down 21-3. And, you know, the kickoff return was a big deal because if it is called correctly, Iowa State's first and goal at the 1 yard line, and they cut that lead to 14-7. And I feel like this game maybe goes a little bit differently from there. But that's not the way it turned out, and they didn't get any points out of that possession. And then Kansas was able to go down and score. But I think more than anything in that game, Cole, you just have to give a ton of credit to Kansas because they made the big plays in the clutch situations when you had to.
Yep.
They did it time and time and time again, and they deserved to win the football game. And Iowa State just got off to too slow of a start, and they're much better off playing from in front. You know, the evidence is in the fact that they've won 19 straight games when leading at halftime, and you know they struggled to dig their way out of that hole. But credit to Kansas, they made the big plays with the game on the line time and time again.
The Big 12 is just up to being the Big 12 again, John, because 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago, it was like, yeah, this Iowa State team sure as heck looks like it's on track to reach six wins or more, get back to a bowl game. Now you're at 5-4, and you got games at BYU, at home against Texas, on the road at Kansas State. Just demonstrates how tough this conference is because bowl eligibility is not a gimme right now.
No, for sure. And, you know, because of the slow start in the non-conference, you know, Iowa State's 4-2 in the league, but still sitting there fighting for bowl eligibility.
Yeah.
And so, you know, while they're still in the league race, they are also trying to get the bowl eligibility. And so the thing about this game is that BYU is in the same boat. They're 5-4 also. They're trying to get the bowl eligibility. And they're staring down the barrel with Oklahoma and Oklahoma State in their last two games. So they know that protecting their home field, something they've been really good at, is critically important for them. They're undefeated at home this season. And they're going to be amped up to try to protect their home field. That being said, they haven't been playing very well. They've really gotten blown out of three of their last four games. And so they're really struggling right now. And Iowa State has to take advantage of that and go in there and play well. I think it's going to be a tough battle no matter what. I think BYU is going to be really ready to go. But I think Iowa State will too. And if they can find a way to get a lead in this game and get out in front, I think they've got a great chance. And it would be a terrific victory on the road. They've already won a couple games on the road in the Big 12. And to go at this one, would really be a nice feather in the cap, but it would get them bowl eligible for the sixth time in the last 7 years, which is really fantastic.
Finally, John, before I let you go, we'll hear you in less than an hour on the Cyclone Coaches Corner. What's on the itinerary tonight?
Yeah, we've got Christy Johnson Lynch coming up tonight at 6:30. Her team coming off a tremendous weekend. They swept TCU down in Fort Worth, which was awesome. They really needed that I wouldn't say cement their NCAA tournament hopes, but certainly enhance their NCAA tournament hopes. And they're in a great spot right now. They're 39 in the RPI. So Christy's going to come join us. They've got a big weekend. They're hosting Kansas for two at Hilton Coliseum. And then Matt Campbell will be along for the final 45 minutes of the show.
John, thanks so much. We'll look forward to tuning in later tonight.
All right. Thanks, Cole. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, John Walters, Iowa State football and men's basketball play-by-play voice, kind enough to join us on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. All right, let's take this next time out. Radio Iowa Sports coming up during the break. We'll come back on the other side. Got a whole bunch of audio. TJ Otzelberger, Ben Jacobson, Fran McCaffrey, maybe even Matt Campbell. That's all next right here on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. With three games to go, the Iowa Hawkeyes are back in the driver's seat in the Big Ten West, but the margin is razor thin, especially with a non-existent offense. The Hawkeyes are averaging just over 13 points per game in conference play, heading into Saturday's contest at home against Rutgers.
Yeah, we're not good enough to take our eye off anything and, you know, other than the target, and that's really been the message. You know, we just need to worry about getting better. We need to worry about doing everything we can do to get ready for Rutgers, because we're going to have our hands full just like we did last Saturday, and you know, I'll predict, if we get three games left, it'll be that way all three games.
Rutgers is 6-3, and the Scarlet Knights have one of the best ground attacks in the Big Ten. College basketball tonight, the Iowa Hawkeye men open the season at home against North Dakota, while the UNI men are on the road against North Texas. The Panthers looking to bounce back from last year's 14-18 record. North Texas is the defending NIT champion. This is Radio Iowa.
Are you having a hard time finding ag podcasts? We can help. The podcast directory at agraamerica.com allows you to search by category and topic, so it's quick and easy to find what you're looking for. Ag Chicks, Farm for Profit, Heart of Rural America, The Shark Farmer Podcast, Real Ag Radio, and more are featured on Agra America. Our extensive directory has something for everyone. Discover a new ag podcast today by visiting agraamerica.com. That's agraamerica.com.
If you or someone you know is having thoughts of suicide, experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis, or just need someone to listen, 988 provides a direct connection to free, confidential, and compassionate support. When you call, text, or chat 988, you'll be quickly connected to trained crisis counselors who will listen to your concerns, provide support, and connect you to additional resources if needed. There is hope. You are not alone. For 24/7 support, call or text 988 or chat 988lifeline.org.
Why go to a monument company? Blackhawk Memorial helps you preserve your cherished memories. Their showroom includes upright memorials, ground-level markers, vases, and more, all made in Northeast Iowa. All work and quality control is done in-house. See what you buy before making a purchase at Blackhawk Memorial Showroom at 5325 University Avenue in Cedar Falls, or call 319-266-0282. Blackhawk Memorial, where quality prevails.
All is here, and there is something for everyone as activities are ramping up at the Family YMCA. Check out these great programs to choose from: volleyball, basketball, swimming, taekwondo, and dance. 40-plus fitness classes to meet your individual goals. Newly renovated weight rooms to strengthen your muscles. Plenty of cardio equipment to keep your heart active and strong. The Family YMCA, making a difference for over 157 years.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JVC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. The holiday season should remind us that faith and family are the most important things in life. And we hope that you succeed in coming together this holiday season with those you love, and in the process, creating some generational memories. Holidays have this magical power to magnify small things to evergreen greater memories over time. What a return on investment. Happy holidays.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Indianapolis area attorneys. 101 West Ohio Street, Suite 1250, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46204.
Friday morning and the fans' coverage of state playoff football. It's a semifinal showdown in Class 1A as 9-2 Waterloo Columbus takes on 11-0 Grundy Center. Mark Simpson here, inviting you to join me for the play-by-play coverage as the Sailors look to torpedo the Spartans and advance to the 1A championship. Pre-game coverage begins at 9:30 on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, the 1650 The Fan app, and the 1650thefan.com stream.
You're listening to Cole & Company with Colbert, afternoons 5 to 6
on 1650, The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back. Tuesday edition of the show continues. You heard Iowa State men's basketball's season opener last night. We were talking about it with John Walters, the play-by-play voice, in the previous segment. And a little post-game audio here from Coach T.J. Otzelberger. And it was freshman Milan Momchilovic who dazzled last night, scoring a game-high 18 points in his debut as a Cyclone.
Yeah, he's a very efficient basketball player. He's a winning player. He's really improved immensely defensively. He's a consistent rebounder. He's a great passer. He's got tremendous feel for the game. So really excited to see him have a big first game. And but we know we can count on him night in and night out, so he'll continue to build from there.
As for the entire team, Coach Otzelberger said he was pleased with the effort.
I thought our guys came out with great intent and energy. Felt like we played for one another early. The guys did a great job finding Milan, get him going as well. And just a lot of positives to build on, yet still many things to learn from and continue to move forward.
Meanwhile, the UNI men's basketball team opens its season tonight at North Texas. Pregame coverage coming up at 6 over on 93.5 The Mix. Tip-off is at 7. The Mean Green are coming off a 31-7 record a season ago. They are the reigning NIT champions. Here's UNI coach Ben Jacobson.
Very good team. You know, they've been terrific the last three, four, 5 years, and have got a long tradition beyond that with their basketball program. And obviously last year, NIT champs. They returned four players that played significant minutes and roles on that team last year when they won that NIT championship. And then they've added some really good newcomers, transfers, both Division I transfers and junior college transfers. So, yeah, looking forward to getting going.
I asked Coach Jacobson, what's the message been in the lead up to tonight's season opener, given what you saw in the big exhibition win over Coe last week and knowing what you're going to be up against North Texas?
We'd like to be able to take what we did offensively in the first half and set the shooting aside. It's more about the opportunities that the guys created. You know, the pace that we played with, our passing, the possessions we had, and the opportunities, like I said, that were created by the players. We'd like to be able to take a lot of that with us into the game tomorrow night. You know, defensively, you know, we were good. We weren't great. And we've spent you know, quite a bit of time on the practice floor and quite a bit of time talking about that. We've got to keep, you know, working our positioning, our fundamentals defensively, our help defense, our defense as a unit. You know, those things all have you know, they've got plenty of work to do, and so we've worked a lot on those things. We know that we're going to need those tomorrow night. And like I said, offensively, can we play with that same pace? Can our passing be really good? Can we create some of those same opportunities?
Coach Jacobson confirmed that Bowen Bourne, Nate Heisey, Michael Duax, Titan Anderson, and Jacob Hudson will continue to be the starting lineup, and added a bit in regard to the rest of the rotation.
Start the same guys as we've talked about with Trey and Landon, you know, being the first guys. RJ's going to play at the point. And then Kyle, Drew, Cole, you know, those three guys, when you look at the backup 4 and 5, you know, those are the three guys that you know, we could see all three of them. We could see, for sure should see two of the three, but could see all three of them. Wes is going to be out for a little bit longer with that ankle, so he will not dress or play tomorrow night.
6'11", Loyola Chicago transfer Jacob Hudson scored 14 points in last week's exhibition win against Coe. I asked Coach Jake if he likes how Hudson looked throughout the preseason. Here we go.
He's got really good footwork. He's got good hands. He's got a really good feel for playing. So handling the ball, passing the ball, being the, you know, the quarterback offensively is, you know, what we need in that position for us to be able to run flow at the highest levels for us. And then he's, you know, whether it's on that pocket pass or the drop off on his way to the basket, you know, he's good there catching and finishing. There was a couple times where they switched some things and they put a smaller defender on him, and he's really smart about his positioning, and we were able to throw it over just over the top of him. Now, some of those opportunities were available because of the difference in, you know, in size, you know, difference in levels. You know, that isn't always going to be available, and it may or may not. In terms of some of those size mismatches on the switches, and North Texas has not shown that they'll do a lot of switching with their five man. But then also, we saw it some in the scrimmage. We've seen it in practice and maybe a little bit, maybe not as much in the cold game, but we can throw it to him on the block. Right? So you know, I've just touched on a number of different areas where he's comfortable finding ways to get a catch, finding ways to score the basketball. And you know, we really like where his confidence is at. You saw it on the – it was either a trail three or a somewhere out of flow where he hit the three in the first half against Cole. He's practicing and playing with a lot of confidence. And I know tomorrow night is the first real one. But he's in a really good place and just love the confidence he's playing with.
Forward Cole Henry will back up Hudson at center this season for the Panthers. And Coach Jacobson says that Henry has looked good this preseason. And his confidence that he's talked about this team with is a positive for the program.
Yeah, Cole's been continues to be great. You know, he's putting a lot of time in. He's in here early. You know, and has been. You know, working on his conditioning. He's had a little bit of trouble with the knee. Going back a couple weeks when he was out 3-4 days of practice and. You know, just wanting to make sure that he is as prepared as he can be. So I know individually, in terms of the amount of time that he's putting in, has increased his confidence. Right? And one of the things that Cole and I have talked about is his leadership as an older guy. And you know, anytime when you commit more time to it, you know, your confidence is going to increase. When you've got that going on with an older guy who is going to have a voice on your team, it's multiplied. And Cole's able to do that right now for us, and he has. When he and I have talked, he's talked in the same terms. How much? And as a fifth-year guy, when he talks about the teamwork when we're practicing, more importantly, our conversations have surrounded after practice when the guys are hanging out, the way in which they, the camaraderie of the group. You know, Cole has been the same way with me as it sounds like he has when you've talked with him about it. And it's really good to hear when it's a guy who's been here for 4.5 years, that he feels that way about, you know, his teammates and about this group. And yeah, there's a level of excitement within the team right now to get going. And we know we've got a heck of an opener tomorrow night. And I think that adds to the excitement that we're playing such a quality opponent. But I know that, and again, going back to your question with Cole, I know he can feel it from his teammates, and I know the guys are looking forward to it.
North Texas is led by first-year coach Ross Hodge, who had been on the Mean Green staff. As a result, Coach Jake was asked whether scouting North Texas for this anticipated matchup was difficult.
You know, not really. He was on staff last year, okay. And we've known him for a long time over the years on the recruiting trail, and very, very good coach, and so. Don't feel like there's going to be things that are wholesale in terms of changes or different. They were one of the top defensive teams in the country last year, and so your return, you know, he's moved from I believe associate head coach to the head coaching position, and then you return four of the players that played significant minutes. So you know, from a defensive standpoint, just don't feel like they're going to change much at all. You know, given their success and given the players and coach that they have back, offensively, you know, you always want to fit your roster. So could there be some things that are a little bit different than what we saw on film last year based on the roster? Yeah, you know, most years that's typical. You know, based on what the roster looks like, or some of maybe the roster changes. But I don't think there'll be wholesale changes on offense either. You know, when you win that many games and you win an NIT championship and you've got enough players back, which they do, right? Significant guys back that understand what it took to get that done at a high level, right? Just don't feel like there's going to be a ton different in terms of how they scheme it, you know, how they run their offense or defense.
Pre-game coverage coming up at 6:30 over on 93.5 The Mix. Tip off at 7 of you and I at North Texas. The Iowa men's basketball team opens its season at home tonight against North Dakota. 6 new players. Expectations a little lower for the Hawks. North Dakota is coming off of a 13-20 record last season.
You know, they got like 5 guys back that are really good players, and they've got a couple of junior college transfers, and they got a really good freshman class deep. So they're pretty big, but they also have, you know, a number of 3-point shooters. I've been really impressed with what I've seen from them on film.
Of course, that's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who's looking to see progress for his team after close scrimmages against a close scrimmage against Wichita State and the Hawks exhibition game against Quincy.
We got out rebounded in the scrimmage, and we gave up 14 threes in the last game. Those kinds of things you want to see improvement on. You don't want to give a team 14 made threes. Fortunately, we still won, but you got to play better defense than that.
Tip off at 7 tonight at Carver Hawkeye Arena. All right, we'll take this final timeout, get you an NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. Come back and wrap up the show right after this.
I'm Andrew Siciliano with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Chargers shut down the Jets 27-6 on Monday Night Football to move to 4-4 and wrap up Week 9. Austin Eckler runs for a couple of touchdowns. The Chargers defense sacks Zach Wilson 8 times. Meanwhile, the Jets go 3-17 on third down, and they fall to 4-4. NMRI Monday confirms Giants quarterback Daniel Jones has a torn ACL. It happened in Vegas. Daniel Jones will miss the remainder of the season. Cardinals head coach Jonathan Gannon says the team plans to start Kyler Murray at quarterback this week against the Falcons. Gannon says that Arizona's going to activate Murray, who is coming back from a torn ACL of his own, off injured reserve on Wednesday. And after that big comeback, just 5 days after being traded to Minnesota, Vikings quarterback Josh Dobbs will start Week 10. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist, clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge, but with the enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
When people look at your farm, they just see corn. But to you, it's a lot more than that. It's a college fund, your retirement plan. And it deserves trait protection that can stand up to heavy pressure threats like corn woodworm. SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology is trusted on over 1 million acres to protect the things that mean more. Trade up at SmartStaxPro.com. Always read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, where applicable, grain marketing, and all other stewardship practices. Copyright 2023 Bayer Group. All rights reserved.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. The Arizona Cardinals haven't been shy about their plans for a rebuild. The team traded back in this past year's draft in exchange for multiple future picks in 2024. They cut ties with former All-Pro wideout DeAndre Hopkins, shipped Josh Dobbs off for draft capital after the quarterback was surprisingly keeping them competitive. Despite the Cards' attempts to lose, Arizona got better yesterday after it was announced former number one overall pick Kyler Murray is expected to make his season debut this Sunday. Not the best news for the team that's trying to lose games, but it may not be a bad thing. Murray is an electric talent. He's rushed for over 800 yards in a single season, has unique arm talent for a player of his stature. Those traits helped him make 2 Pro Bowls and Offensive Rookie of the Year. The talent's there. The Cardinals need to see if the former Heisman winner can put it all together again. And with about half the season remaining, the quarterback will have plenty of time to impress the team's new coaching staff. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. What's your favorite part of Football Sunday? The weekend's biggest game? Tailgating? Maybe watch parties with family and friends? Of course not. Football Sundays are all about the food and nothing better than a King's Hawaiian Slider Sunday. Whether it's the original Hawaiian sweet rolls, slider buns, or pretzel slider buns, soft, fluffy, irresistible, King's Hawaiian, delicious, and built to enjoy with friends and family. A King's Hawaiian Slider Sunday, the only way to enjoy Sunday. Go to the bakery or deli section of your local store and pick up King's Hawaiian and enjoy. Worn out tires are a danger to you, your passengers, and other drivers. TireRack.com reminds you to inspect your tires regularly. Grab a quarter, stick it in the tread, and if you can see the top of Washington's head, it's time to replace. Go to my page, TireRack.com/Dan. Use the Tire Decision Guide to find the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of BF Goodrich tires and tread confidently. TireRack.com. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be.
When you're at home, don't miss Cole and Company. Tell your smart speaker to play 1650 The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back for a final time on a Tuesday. Got to thank John Walters, Iowa State football men's basketball play-by-play voice, for joining today's show. Cyclone Coach's Corner coming up at 6:30 tonight. Goes until 8, and stay tuned for that. Hey, folks, week 3 of Pigskin Pick'em in the books. Congratulations to Adam Peterson, and we are on to week 4. And a little treat for you, I guess. Picks aren't due until Friday at 6. We are not carrying Thursday night football. We'll have Iowa State men's basketball on Thursday night here on The Fan. So by nature of that, you got an extra day to get your picks in. But that doesn't mean to procrastinate, okay? Week 4 of Pick'em is live at the website, 1650thefan.com. Get your picks in now. Good luck. Have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.